If you have your Bibles, go ahead and turn with us to Matthew chapter 11. And we'll start at about the 25th verse. Tonight I come very thankful before the Lord for everything that He's done, for how that He has provided time after time, and how He's come through and always gave the right now word when we would stand in need of something, just something to lead us on to that next part in our life. And I just give God the glory for always being there when I need Him. Because there's been times that I felt like that many other things weren't there, but God was always there. And I glorify Him for that tonight. So we'll start reading the 25th verse, and it says, "At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it so seemed good in Thy sight. All things are delivered unto Me of My Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal Him. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light." I've heard these few passages of Scripture quoted so often in my life, especially in times when people were in need of comfort, in need of encouragement, in need of something to pick them up and lift them up. And I begin to read this and try to study on this in a way that would help bring me some understanding. And when Jesus began to speak, when He said, "I thank Thee, O Father," as you begin to read about that in Hebrew, "I thank Thee" was a confirmation of, "I confirm with you." Or it was saying, in other words, "I know," or "I know it's complete." "I thank Thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent." At this time, they were around Pharisees that thought they had all the answers. And they dressed in garments long and ordained them with fancy things. And they looked nice. And they thought that it was based on their works and understanding. And He said that Thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. And I know that when I came unto God, I didn't have any fancy understanding. I didn't have any fancy garments. All that I came to Him was as a child. I came unto Him as a babe. I didn't know, have any understanding of anything else. The people at this time that He was thanking the Lord for that He didn't reveal it to had believed that there was things that they must have in the Mosaic rite and ritual that they must work to perform. And as He was beginning to say, He said, "Even so, Father, for it seemed good in Thy sight, all things are delivered unto Me of My Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal Him. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, I know that we commonly associate that with being burdened or depressed, but at this time when this was being applied, they were under a yoke of practicing the Mosaic works of that time. And He was coming to them and trying to say that this yoke that you're under, this that you're practicing, you do not have to have this in your life to be able to find a better way. He was trying to come to them to be able to say, hey, you can take off the one that you have and put on something new. And it took me a minute to comprehend, Lord, why would I put off one weight to take on another? Why would I put something off to take on something else? And I realized that, Lord, what I put off weighed so much more than what I took back on. That which I gave unto God was everything in my life, I guess, that I had worked for unto sin, unto death. Everything that I've lived for until the day that I called upon God, I had to put off of me. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. There's plenty of things that we walk around with all the time. We see this all the time. And it's not just one place you go. It's everywhere you go. There are people that are heavy laden. There are people that walk around and feel like they have to have all these rituals, all these things in their life. But let me tell you something about weight. Every step that you take with that weight, it gets a little bit harder. The next step that you take feels a little more grueling. The next one that you take feels a little more overwhelming. And over time, you're not going to be able to keep walking with the same strength that you did 2 weeks ago. The same strength that you had 2 days ago. That yoke that you have upon you is going to begin to weigh down upon you. The yoke at that time for them was believing that they had to have all these other things to be able to have righteous life. But Jesus was saying unto them, if you just come unto me, come unto me, for the Father that's in me, and believe, and you can have rest. You don't have to have all these other things you're trying to place upon you in your life. And I think, Lord, when will we learn to begin to throw off all the weights that we walk around with? I can't throw it off for you. I can't do it. And everywhere that I go to preach, I can't take it off for them. I can't do it. And every step that they take, my heart gets heavier. Because I know how heavy that is. We all know how heavy that sin weighs. We all know how heavy that depression feels. And yet, when they walk and take another step, he was trying to speak unto those that was willing and had the mind to be able to get a hold of it to say, come. When we have the mindset that we don't need God, when we have the mindset that we don't need him to move in some things, we can't put off the yoke that's upon us. I could come in and go through church and it looked like church. And it sounds like it, and to the point of view of somebody that is somebody that would grade church on how it should be, it might be an A+ on how church should be. But until I'm able to put off that which is heavy upon me, I'll never enter into the rest of God. There is a rest that I can fall into in my life where I'm not weary about life. If I'm worried about life and taking on life's yoke, then I'm not putting on the yoke that would make it easy. I'm walking around with it, making it too hard. I'm walking around with it, not able to enjoy church, not able to enjoy my life, and being able just to be miserable. That's all I have the ability to do because that's what I'm wearing. That's what I have on. I'm wearing misery. Do you like my line? I developed it all myself from all my thoughts that I've been going through. We like to buy all those fancy clothes from those fancy stores from somebody that come up with it. But we come up with all of our own weights and put them on. And every step that you take in that bondage will only get heavier. And all that we can do is enter into the rest of God. That's all that I know to do when I'm in trouble. When I'm in need, I enter into the rest of God. When somebody hurts me, I cast off the weight and enter into the rest of God. When the enemy's pressing me down from a rough week, I lay off the weight that's bothering me and enter into the rest of God. I put off the weight that's hindering my life and say, Lord, give me something that'll make this life easier. He didn't say that it was going to make it perfect. Life's not going to be perfect, but he'll give you something that'll make it easier. The rest of God will make life a little bit easier. That though you may go through things that will bring some tears, you'll be able to have joy in the midst of what you're going through.
We can't get people in a place where they're able to have everyday prayer because we have so much weight on us. We can't enjoy anything about entering into the rest of God. It weighs so much that we have to have somebody else to come help me carry it to get to another step. I've got to drag two or three more people into my drama before I'm able to get on with life. And God did not intend for us to walk around with that kind of yoke and bondage. Did not intend for us to walk around with that yoke and bondage. There was too many promises that Jesus Christ spoke in His Word for us to not be able to believe Him. You go through here and read in different places, it says, But whom say ye I am? Blessed art thou. For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. The only time we're ever going to come revealed into that rest and know the presence of God is if we lay off something and pick something up. Amen. Lay something off. Pick something up. Lay off my flesh. Lay off my inability to be able to do things and pick up what God wants me to do. Lay down the part of me that is fearful and afraid and pick up my calling and run with it. No matter what's in front of me. Lay down every sadness and pick up the joy of the Lord. I'm telling you guys, there'll be a day coming up where you'll wonder where God is maybe. But then you need to look around and see where that weight is on you. And say, I do have the ability to get rid of this. I don't have to live this way. I don't have to live in such bondage. God doesn't want us to live in bondage. He doesn't want us to live in bondage. He wants us to be free. He wants us to be with joy. He wants us to be happy. Wants us to be able to live. Wants us to be able to allow the Spirit of God to inhabit our lives to the fullest. That's all that I've ever wanted in my life. I used to want a lot of things, but now that He saved me, that's all that I want in my life. And I've had a lot of things try to come and put a stop to that. A lot of things try to weigh me down. But it doesn't matter what tries to weigh you down. All that you have to do is cast it off. You understand where I'm coming from tonight? Doesn't matter what you can fill in the blank on the sentence that hinders you. All that you have to learn to do is get it off of you so that you're able to be free in the Lord. It's one thing to be in church, but it's another thing to be in church and be in bondage. When you go visit enough, you can see some churches that are in bondage. Doesn't take you too long to realize that. And then you think, Lord, how can we be in a place where we're not able to enjoy the Spirit of the Lord? How, God, when You say in Your Word, and I will give You unto Thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever Thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever Thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. How could I live in misery when He gave us the ability to put off the things that would hinder me? The only thing that I can figure out is that I'm not willing to get out of the way that I'm feeling. I'm not willing to make a little effort to get the weight that's off of me. If He gave me the keys to the kingdom, then they're already jingling in my spirit. I already have the ability to put this stuff off. And devil might try to push you out, might try to shut down your ministry. But church, take another step and go on. God gave you the ability to bind those things on earth so they should be bound in heaven. We do not live under bondage. That which God has ordained to be free shall be free. If you choose to live in bondage, that's fine with me, but I choose to put off the weight that would easily beset me. I can't live that way. I can't live that way. I can't live that way. Not when I read in the Word of God, you're a preacher. Yeah. Do you believe what it says? Well, if I do, then I should be able to believe that if I have the ability to bind it, then I definitely am free from it. Got everybody and their brother trying to tell everybody how they should live, but nobody telling anybody that they're already free. Come on. That was the words of Jesus. I give you the keys. If you have the keys, that means you have the ability to turn that wide open. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if I do. He's giving you the ability to cast that off of you. I know that if we don't work at doing some weightlifting, that we're not going to be able to lift it off. I don't know how else to put that. If we don't learn to put off when we're sad all the time, you're eventually going to be weighted down being sad. And I've tried time after time after time to do the best that I can to get out the Word of God. But you know what I cannot do? I can't get somebody in their heart to say, I'm going to cast that weight off. I can't do that. There has to be something inside of you that says, I know that I'm greater than this sadness that tries to afflict me. There has to be something in you that says, I believe God in your word, what it says, and I know I have the ability to bind these things that are coming against me. I can't make that choice for you, but Christ made a way that you have the power to stand against the things that would make it rough for you. I can't do it for you. I can't make it happen. All that we can do is believe in His Word and go for it. It's relatively easy when you get right down to it. There's just one or two things here. We either are going to get the weight off of us and choose to trust in God, or we're not. And we as children of God have to realize that we are the light of the world. And that's why I'm preaching this right now. We are the light of the world. And if I'm in bondage to all my drama in my life, how could I ever expect to be free enough to be a minister, to lead others to Christ? How can I get in a place where I'm able to be free enough not to be bound by antisocialism, to be bound by fear, be bound by being shy, but to be free in love, but to be free in fellowship, and to do what God would have me to do? The only way I can do that is by casting off my hindrances, trusting God and taking on what He would want me to do. And that's it. When you trust in that, there's nothing else that you have to worry about. There is nobody that can stand in your way. There is no weight at that point that the devil could throw on you that would weigh you down hard enough that would stop you. Because once you've made up your mind and the Lord begins to fight your battle, the battle's already won. The only time we lose a battle is when we choose not to believe. The only time in our life when we lose the battle is when we choose not to believe, choose not to praise Him, choose not to participate, choose not to step out and do the will that He called us to do. Instead, we choose to live in bondage, choose to put on this that would hinder us in our life and go through this cycle of life and tell everybody else that I guess it just has to be this way. I guess I just have to live this way the rest of my life. But what? He gave us the ability not to be that way. So if we don't choose to live above it, then we're choosing to live with it. I don't choose to live with a skunk. But if I don't tell it to leave sometimes, it's going to come stink up my house. If I don't learn to put the enemy to flight in my life and throw off those bondages that hinder me, it'll eventually become what I am. I'll become a stumbling block to my brothers and sisters. I'll get in somebody's way without even realizing. when I should be helping to promote, helping to lift up, helping to encourage, helping to bring people. That's our goal. That's what we're here for. We're here to help one another and get each other to a place where we're able to help others. Because I love preaching to everybody, but I want to preach to new faces. My desire is to reach out and see lives changed. Because I hope that we get grown up enough as men and women of God to finally get it right. To where we're able to trust the Lord and live our lives according to how He would have it ordained. And we get about the gospel. I could stand no matter where He would place me and give Him glory for what He's done. I don't need a microphone. I don't need no appointment. It don't matter to me where you place me. God is still going to do what He wants to. All I have to do is put off that which hinders me. When I do that, God can do all things. You might think that you're not the greatest preacher, not the greatest singer, but if you put off the weight, you'll be able to do all that God has called you to do. Enemies got so many of us just stamped out of the ministry. God has just stamped out. Oh, He's checked out. Don't worry about Him. If He can get all of us checked out and worried and hindered and weighted down, where are the lost souls then? They're elsewhere, not being drawn by the Spirit of God. That's where they are. And if my life is weighted down, I'm definitely not witnessing where it's most important. And it's not here. It's out there. If I don't have joy in my life right now, and I don't have joy in my life on Monday, how can I draw somebody to Christ? I can't. I've had to pray, even lately, that God just move, that I be able to overcome things in love. Got to be able to overcome things in love. We ask for, Lord, give me more patience, more patience, more patience, more of this, more of that, more of this, more of that. Best I can call, He already provided all of that. If anything that I have to ask for, it's, Lord, give me more belief that I actually apply what You've given me already. If I go back to all the things You've already promised me, I should never doubt You another second. I should never have a moment where my praise is hindered by anything, where my preaching's hindered by anything, where I'm able to come in and trust in You at church, trust in You at my job, trust in You at my home, trust in You for my loved ones. And if it's hindered in any other place, then we've got a weight on that needs to come off. So many places are weighted down. So many of our lives get weighted down. We wait too long to take off that weight. Weighs us down. Weighs us down. Learn to call out on God and trust Him with what you're going through in your life. Then, when you overcome, you're able to lead others by your victory. Then you're able to come into church and instead of asking people for prayer for what you're dealing with, you're able to help other people pray because you're stronger for another day. You're stronger for another day. And I can't express this enough. And when you get yourself and your heart and mind determined and you have the strength, I beg you to go somewhere and witness to somebody. Do something. God did not give you the breath of life today to do nothing. He didn't give us another day to do nothing. Didn't give me another chance to stand for me to get up here and to do nothing or not to mind the Spirit of the Lord. He wants us just to be who we are, to do what He called us to do and not be hindered by the bondages that Satan would try to put in our lives. Amen. When we can do that, we'll be made more than conquerors. We'll be overcomers. You're an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb, what He's already done. By the words of your testimony, it says, as Jesus was addressing the 70 that He had brought together, He said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. You have that power.